Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Mem Chesam et Beis. The top of the Yom, the Gemara says, Ahu gavra d'havalei broad, d'havei shamet kipi de kisna. This fellow had a son who was shamet kipi de kisna. And he wasn't so happy with the son. The Ran, the Ritva learn, means he was a ganav, he was goinev agud d'shul pishnan, he was stealing flax from the neighbors. Toysa says he was a mazik, he was mekalkal d'agud d'shul pishnan, and mazik and mashchasit. Either he was a ganav or a mazik. The Rosh brings that he was a ganav, but it means he was stealing the tachshitim of Noshim that are called kipi, and they're made out of pishtan. Or maybe there's a gear said that you're not even goyris pishtan, meaning he was a goyin of kipi, which is either a glima or material. That's what the Meiri says. The Mefarish brings another pshat, and Azoshtei Rechen of the Shita, interesting pshat, not that he was a ganav or a mazik or a bad person, nor he was meshamen atzmei milul meitoyra, and he was oisik banitza pishtan, he was oisik in business. And the father was upset because the father wanted him only to be oisik in Torah, and he was meshamet from being loyim Torah. That's all the hakdama to the reason why the father wanted to disown that son. And Kipshuti, there were two sons, and one of the sons, actually it's not Poshit, maybe there's a Pshat that's only one son, we'll see, but the Ran learns there was two sons, but there was this son who was Shamat Kipi the Kisna. So Asrinu l'nichse alei, he asr ul l'nichosim, and as before in the Gemara earlier, he made an asr bein b'chai bein b'moisi, he totally asred his nichosim on this son. Amrulei, so his fellows tell him, nu v'yihavi bar brachtzub merabonin mai. What's going to be if your grandson, the son of this son, is yeah, a chosh of a person, he's a sort of merabonin? At this point, maybe that grandson wasn't even born yet, or he's a katan or a kapana, but he says, what if you have a grandson who's a Talmud Chacham? Amar lahun, loy likni hadain. Or there's a gerson, the gerson thing, it was likni hadain, the Bach changes it to loy likni hadain, but either way, his point is, likni hadain, we have a barbar, tzur merabonin liknai. The son shouldn't get it, but instead, it should go through him to the grandson, if the grandson is Eitzur Merabonon. My, declares the Gemara, what's the din? In fact, when the grandson ends up being Eitzur Merabonon, can the grandson receive the money? So the Gemara says, Amachloikis. Amri Pompetiso, it's Kni al Menas Lahaknoisu. V'chol Kni al Menas Lahaknois Lekani. And that's the Iker Nakud of the Sugya. Pompetiso describes this case as saying that you don't want your son to get the money, but he should get it benegay, that he should be makted to the grandson, is a category called Kni al Menas Lahaknois. We have to touch it up. The Gemara is going to give various the Gemois of Kniya Manas Lahaknis. But Pampadisa as such says that Kniya Manas Lahaknis is not Koina. And the Hainu, even if the barber is a Tzor Merabonon, he doesn't receive the money. Rav Nachman argues. Rav Nachman says, no, Koni. Rav Nachman agrees that this case of the barber is to be described as a situation of Kniya Manas Lahaknis. But he argues and he holds Kniya Manas Lahaknis is Koina. And Rav Nachman adds, the Hasudra Kniya Manas Lahaknisu. Every Kenyan Sudr, how does Kenyan Sudr work? Kenyan Sudr works with a system that you're makna someone a Sudr, only for a few moments, only that the Sudr is not even his. Even for those few minutes, the Sudr is not his. The Sudr is his benegay, that he should be koinit, that it should trigger, that he should be makna you back, his para, to do a chalipin. So you're being koina, almanas lahaknis, it's a kni, you can't use it, it's not for any other purpose other than this, that you should be makna me back your thing. And Kenyan Sudr works. Zok Rav Nachman, if Kenyan Sudr works, then who would it in our case with the bar bray? You could have a kinyan to the son, al yidei that he should be makta to the grandson. It's not any worse than kinyan, so there triggers off a kinyan. Amar Ravashi, Ravashi Yagazin says no. First of all, Ravashi Yagazin, this is a whole topic in of itself. Every detail here is a sugya. Uman leimel on the sudri itofis loyloy mitvas. First of all, says Ravashi, to argue in Rav Nachman, it's not a tzurshta from Kenyan Sudr. Yes, Kenyan Sudr, the minhag ha'olam is that for the process and for the protocol, they give back the handkerchief 2 minutes later. But who says that has to be? Maybe he has a right to keep it if he wants. He rather chooses not to. But he has a right to, and maybe that's why it makes a Kenyan and it's able to be matna the parah as chalipin of the Sudr, because you're really giving him the Sudr forever. And he has a right to keep it if he so chooses. But that's not a tzurshta to us, where be'emes, the son, doesn't have a right. V'oy, the tzveite kasha, nocha nakuda, Sudra kni amanas lahaknesu kni min hashta halin nichsin daadein leemas ekani lechi have a barbrei tzur merabanon lechi have a had a sudra lamare, says Ravashi another time by chotch by kinyan sudra, at least for those few minutes it is here, it's kolsa kinyani, that's how the rishonim matajir up, it's kolsa kinyani, it's only going to be his benegay to be matted to the barbrei later on, it was never his, and it's a kinyan that's chal later on, it's like a kinyan la'achar lamed, which is kolsa. The Gemara says vayter amalei rabbi Rav Nachman. Another kasha on Rav Nachman. For madness based choyrin, the kniyam and asla haknesu. Our mishnah by the matana for the chasana, in order that the son should invite the father who was mother hanof from him for the grandson's chasana, and he gave it to the friend, and the friend shmealed him and said, Yishkoyach, I'll be makdashit. But lachoyr based choyrin is the kniyam and asla haknesu also, and you see that it's veloika kani. So Rav Nachman, on various occasions, even though he held that Kinyan al-Sahaknis is Kani, and by this Bar Brei case it is Kani, he on various occasions explained for different reasons why it's not a Tzushla from Beis Chayrin. Zimnin, sometimes he used to say, Amalei Mishim Tesudose Mechiyachalov, the Hainu, there's an Umdenot over there, he Bechalal meant a Harama, and it's such an obvious Harama, that in Gansen he needs a Harama, in which case, it's not a Tzushla to us. Vizimnin Amalei, Rav Elezri, the Amar Afilu Vitr Osir B'mudr Hanah, which the Rishonim explained, what does it have to do with Vitr Osir B'mudr Hanah? It's a proba. That Vitr Osir B'mudr Hanah is a proba that by Nedarim we're more machmir, even though Meikar Adin Vitr shouldn't be Osir, but for Nedarim we're machmir. They're also by Beis Chayrin, for Nedarim we're more machmir, but it's not a proba for other Gedarim. Frakti Gemara not finished, but what about the Seif of the Mishnah? Tanan Amr Chachamim Kol Matana She'eni She'megdisha Te'im Kudeshes Eni Matana Kol Yisu Yemai L'chayru the Hisof of the Mishnah Chach is coming to be Meramez that not only for Nedarim, but even for Kni Amin Asla Haknois is Loi Kani. So the Gemara says Loi. My love, Yisu Yehamilsa D'shad Yekipi L'chayru, isn't it right that the Mishnah is alluding that even if in this case that it's going to be Kni Amin Asla Haknois Loi Kani? So the Gemara says, "Loi liyisui elishna basura d'shmaiti d'rav harayon omer aleph." There was a shak of atariyah in the gedorim of this inyan. When you show that you're not serious about the present, is it that mitchili you right away said for us, you better invite my father? If well, you only brought it in at a, not later on. The Rambam was later on, but you brought it in only agav orche. And the Mishnah is coming to include that even in such a case, it's going to be a problem. Now, a major problem in the sugya that the Rishonim, the Ran, the Rashba, they ask, Mamash just as a starter for the Tzurtz of the Shmaitza, is that in the original case of Kini Amin Asla Haknis, again, for structure, we have the case of Kini Amin Asla Haknis of the Bar Brei. We have the case of the Bar Brei. We have the case of Sudr, which the Gemara said maybe Sudr works different, that Be'emes it is yours forever, and that Sudr Chach B'Shaita it's yours, and then the attempted Tzustal to Beis Chayrin. But in the case of the Bar Brei, L'chor is a problem, and there's a big Machlekes Ran and Rashba. The Ran's shita is that even when someone is mudr hano, it still doesn't mean he can't yarshin it. And as such, if he's able to yarshin, it's his, he yarshins it. And grad, it's also for him to be nene. So why bechlal? Even if the grandson is not a tzurk merabonon, this son, let's assume even in the beginning that he's the only son. L'chair, he's going to yarshin. He's not allowed to use it, but he's going to yarshin. And then it will go to the grandson. The Rashba, because of this kasha, the Rashba, the MSB mentioned in the previous year, the Rashba sheet is that Isuri Hano is so manua that it doesn't have a mila, it doesn't have bilus, it doesn't have shavius. You can't even be zoichin it. You can't yarshin Isuri Hano. It's not nitfas be Yerusha. It's not zoichable. And then it's kishmak, the nekud of the sugi. But according to the Ran, what's going on? So the Ran says that there were two sons, and the father wrote a tzavah. And the father wrote a tzavah that he's giving all the money to the other son. We'll call the other son the tzaddik. That wasn't the going of Pishton or Sam. And the other guy, he was telling him, I'm not going to give it to him. He says, what if the grandson ends up being a Turb Mirabonon? Then the Gemara says, he's marked it through him. And then the Machloik is Pimpedisa. It was. Kini Amin HaHaknis is Loikana. Now you have to have, according to Pimpedisa, that Kini Amin HaHaknis is Loikana. So even though he made such a Tanai, it still goes to Uncle Sam. The money goes to the other brother, to Uncle Sam, to the brother that Be'emes was Mitzvah in the Yerusha. The Rashba learns that's not possible to Yarshin Bechlal. So the Rashba learns that is either he wrote a tzavah either to a third person, or he says that in a chenama you can't Yarshin, but you're allowed to make the son as a tzinar to transfer the money to the other one. And that's various ways how to learn it. We'll speak out just that the Rambam, Hilchis Nedarim Perakei Al-Chazayin, the Rambam says, Osar b'noi b'hanu yosei, v'omar, the Rambam paskins like Rav Nachman. And then the son himself is Osir b'nichsei av, but the ben is mutter. If he's a Talmud Chacham, why should hisne? The Ravid argues. The Ravid says, "Amar Avraham, amat zaruch l'tanai, haloi b'loi tanai, any oimer miyitin l'vnoi elachiv." Aval yehutzuch loimer emloimer kini amanas lahaknis koni eloi elam yochal adam lamashkin oisay oisem b'nichosam eloi. Aval yeser b'nei b'oisem nichosam lehutzuch loimer she'ani neser klal. The Ravid Betzim is also asking what the Ran and the Rashba asked, what should be the problem? The Emma says it's not so pashut, but that's the Rambam alone. There are those that learn that if the Ben Benoy is not a Talmud Chacham, then even the Ben Benoy is Nichlal in the Neder. But that's not the Pashtus. The Pashtus is even if the Ben Benoy is not a Tzurim Rabbanon, it's just that for a snag, he can't get into the Yerusha. But it's not going to be that he won't be able to be Osir Bahano in the Nechos. Now, we did the sorts of the Shmaitza of the actual Sugya, the case of the Ben Benoy, the Tzustal to Sudr, the Tzustal to Ben Chayrin, Beis Chayrin. However, there's more to go into, so Bezer Hashem, the next year we're going to go Durch Nochamol, the Gemara, Shlav, and touch up the Gedorim of the different Shittas, Pampadisa, Rav Nachman, how we paskin, the Chulei.